for me to fade. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and all my cares just drift away when I talk to Quality Roofing on Pep Talk. Good morning. Awesome. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we got our experts in the studio this morning from Quality Roofing. I've got James Dare.
Right.
It's not that hard. James Dare, who is our roofing consultant, was with us last week. And this week, we haven't seen you in a while. Ryan McPherson is here. He is the COO. What is that? Chief Operations
Something
Officer.
Like that.
It sounds very woo-woo.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like one of the guys that are way up there.
They don't do much off.
That's why you brought James in.
That's right.
Exactly right. All right. So tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing, because some people might be listening and they may not be familiar with your company. And you've been here quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Quality Roofing, a local roofing company, started. Brian Ward started Quality Roofing back in 2006. With a focus on customer experience and basically doing the right thing. You know, his view of the roofing industry back then was how fast can I get done? How fast can I get paid? And how far can I get away before they realize how bad of a job we did? So his look at the roofing industry, and he said, you know, I can take that and do better. And so he started Quality Roofing.
So when you say quality, what exactly does that mean? How does that differentiate you? You started to touch on a little bit, but what is it that you do differently from other roofing companies? And by the way, because I've lived here during the seasons when we've had disasters, I hate to tell you this, but roofers, quote unquote, don't really have the best reputation around here.
No, that's exactly right.
So how do you, you're a long-standing business with quality, but what does that mean?
Yeah, My first thing that I would point out that I love about our company, and I get feedback from customers about this all the time, is when you call in to hey, I have this problem or I want to get my roof looked at, before you get off the phone, they schedule an appointment with you. That's a kind of an industry leading thing that we're doing. You call, you get scheduled for an appointment. You don't have to wait for a call to come back. You don't have to let us check our calendars and all that kind of stuff.
I don't even know if anybody does that anymore.
It's shocking, honestly.
Right?
It's really shocking. There's so many different services for the home where it seems difficult. Like you're trying to schedule a root canal and really all you need is somebody to come check out your roof or check out your HVAC or whatever it is. And so that's one of the things we focus on doing, is how can we make that experience from the very beginning for our customers simple with easy communication and commitments that we keep. So if we make an appointment, we're going to show up. We're going to call you when we're on our way. We're going to let you know that we're going to be there. People take off work a lot of times just to, you know, have an appointment with us. And so we value our customers' time and the things that they make a priority in their life, and we want to serve them in every way that we can.
Well, it's not an easy decision, and it's usually probably a pretty substantial financial cost a lot of times.
That's right.
And so one of the important things I think that you've mentioned is communication. So if I call you and you come out, can you kind of walk me through the steps? What would I expect? Do I have to make a commitment right away, or how does the whole process work?
Yeah, you don't have to make it. Well, of course, we'd love you to make a commitment right away. No, it's not something you have to make a commitment with. You know, we're going to come out. We're going to do a full inspection. So we're going to go around the perimeter of the house. We're going to get up on the roof and verify measurements. We do our best. Of course, not always customers have access into their attics, but we're going to do our best to get access into your attic to look inside the attic to see, do you have hurricane clips? Is there visible wood damage? And everybody knows, you know, everybody would, you'd ask them, do you want the cheapest roofer? They're always going to say no, right? But our goal is never to be the cheapest. Our goal is to be the most accurate.
Oh, very good.
And stuff. So that's what that first inspection looks like. And then we take the time to sit down and educate you. Mm-hmm. Like it's very easy. And speaking from experience, it's very, very easy to just look at somebody and go, yeah, you know, the shingles on the 12 pitch and we're going to do the ridge cap. And, you know, you just got to start rattling off all this roofing language.
My eyes just went cross-eyed when you
right. said those. As everybody that's
starting
listening on the radio.
Starting with hurricane clips right there.
Right.
You lost me.
Right. And so it's kind of sometimes easy to get in that rut of like speaking like a roofer, you know.
Sure.
and you tell them, yeah, we're going to do the ice and water. Well, what we like to do is we like to sit down and educate our customers and put you, you know, through a little crash course of, like, this is what you're getting. This mm-hmm. is why you should get it.
Right.
These are the questions you need to be asking. We have a survey that we give our customers. Like, these are, if you, we know you're getting other quotes, like, if you're getting other quotes, you should ask the other roofers, are they doing this? Are they doing that? You know,
wow,
so there's
okay.
different things that, like, look, we know we're not going to get everything, but mm-hmm. we want our customers to get the best, you know? And so, like, make sure that you're getting what you deserve when you pay that much money. I mean, outside of a remodel, the roof is the most expensive maintenance thing you're going to do on your house.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're talking with our friends from Quality Roofing Solutions. And if you have a question for them this morning, this is the whole point of the show. It's an expert panel. So text in your questions at 850-437-1620. Someone is asking, can you do it? I don't think they mean shingle by shingle, but piece by piece. So I think what they mean is, can they do it a portion at a time to maybe help with the budget? Or how does that, do you come up with a plan?
Yep. So there's code requirements on that. We can do small section repairs, and mm-hmm. we do that. Mm-hmm. We actually just did that for a real estate transaction. They had just two really obscure sections on their roof that were way more wore out than anything else. Mm-hmm. It was called out by the home inspector, so we came in and we did that. However, when you get to, I believe it's 45% of the roof, mm-hmm. if you're repairing 45% of the roof or more, you have to replace the whole roof.
Oh, that's interesting.
Code.
I didn't know that.
Yep, so that's not a quality thing or any roofing company thing. That's a code requirement.
Interesting.
It.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, Ryan, about from your perspective what you see in terms of, as the COO, and what you see in terms of the way things work within the company, how smoothly operations go.
Yeah, sure. One of the things we talk about often is the heart of service and just being mm-hmm. a servant-hearted person, not just leaders, but everyone on our team. We want to make sure that they look at our clients not from the perspective of business, but more as like, hey, this is another human being. This is someone who has a home. They have a set of issues that they're working through. They have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And we want our people to understand and recognize that and look for ways that we can serve people in a way that is unique, but also unique to their needs, but also something that stands out. And so we look for ways that customers need our help. Maybe it's not even a roofing related thing. When we're there at the house, I don't know, a silly example is like, hey, take the trash down for them real quick or something, right? Look for things that are around their home that we can help them serve. You know, a lot of the people that we serve is an elderly population. And some of these people don't have family around here, and we want to be an extension of that. Our company is founded on family values. And so we're constantly looking for ways to serve. And I think inside of our company's focus on what our people do to deliver that experience is really kind of, we have this mantra we call it's my roof. And what that means is we take extreme ownership in all the things that we do. Treat people as though this is your roof. How would you...
Or your families.
Exactly.
I mean, if you were taking care of your mother or grandmother's
right.
roof, how
That's
would
exactly
you approach
right.
it?
Yep. So those are the things that just simple things that I feel like are, well, they seem like they should be regular in every kind of service, right? But
mm-hmm.
this day and age, those things are becoming more and more rare.
Right.
So we focus on stuff like that.
Okay. Well, you have a, I've seen that you have a price assurance guarantee.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Sounds good, but what does that mean exactly?
Sure. Well, kind of going back to what James talked about on the educate piece, oftentimes what we're finding, especially this day and age, the scopes of work that our competitors are quoting to people are wildly different. And so many times when we give an estimate on the front side, well, we look a lot higher. But in fact, our scope is what we would consider complete. Many times people aren't replacing drip edge inside of their estimates, our competitors. They're not removing the gutters and properly addressing flashing issues at the edge of the roof, which is where a lot of times we see wood decking that has to get replaced because there's issues there. There's leaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are areas we don't compromise. We want to do that. So part of a big part of what we do on the education piece is we offer a price assurance guarantee. We talk about this at the front end of our consultation, and we tell our customers, look, we want to be the expert. or we want you guys to trust us. And mm-hmm. so if you have another competitor estimate where the price is different than ours and you wish for us to explore that and see if it's something that we can match, we say that we'll match apples for apples. So if someone is giving you the same scope of work, we're not going to allow somebody to give you the same quality that we would deliver for a cheaper price.
Right.
Now, we stand firmly on our value. We believe in our price, and we believe that our price is so that we can deliver that experience that our customers love and expect.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we look for every competitive situation where we can take an opportunity to educate a customer about the differences in the scope of work so that even if they don't choose us, which is pretty rare, like they're not going to get a lesser quality roof and pay, you know, a different price.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, you only want to have to do your roof once, right?
That's right.
So we try to educate people and say, look, this other estimate is they're not including these things that we do, and this is why there's a difference in price.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends at Quality Roofing Solutions. If you have a question or comment, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So this is an area I don't know much about, but this is someone that says, so Quality says they have trucks with supplies on hand. Why did they charge their customers for a whole case of, let's see, nails and buckets, et cetera, if we only use part of the case?
That's a good question. I guess I'll take that one. But, you know, it's kind of like plywood, right? We have to charge, in order to buy a sheet of plywood, mm-hmm. you have to buy the whole sheet. And sometimes we don't use the whole sheet. We use half of it. Well, we can't measure up what percentage of that piece of wood that we used if we went to Home Depot or Lowe's. Let's say as a customer, like even if you go there and buy a sheet of wood that you have them cut, you're paying for the whole sheet because you're cutting it. So while like for repairs and stuff like that, sometimes we don't have to charge for the use of small items. But of course, we can't buy a half a box of nails from our distributors. We have to buy the whole thing.
Gotcha.
So in order to do, we can, and then if we were holding on to half used boxes of nails, if we did 100 roofs, right? Like there'd be a lot of half boxes of nails left over, and that's just difficult to keep track of.
Oh, it sounds like, I would not know how to do that.
No, yeah. Yep.
Okay, so another question that has come in is they're asking about, let me see if I can translate this one. Tell me a little bit about how you decide what shingle is right for what roof, especially here in an area that's a hurricane season or storm prone.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and kind of I'll pull back from a little earlier in the conversation about the educational piece about what kind of roof you're getting, right?
I mean, how do you decide? There's so many choices.
Right, and most people, when I talk to them, they're like, I don't want that old three-tab shingle. I want an architectural shingle. And I'm like, well, you're correct on that. You don't want a three-tab. You do want an architectural, but what most people don't know or understand is there's different qualities of architectural shingles.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend
when you say architectural, it's hard to say, shingle. What do you mean by that, James?
Yeah, so it's kind of like the three-dimensional look shingles.
Mm-hmm.
That you look when you look at most of the roofs have been changed around. A three-tab is kind of like a very cut-and-dry roof, like it's very symmetrical, I think is mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for there. The
very
three
flat.
Very flat.
So yep. Kind of what you've seen for years.
Right. The architectural has like different shadows and they call it the sawtooth pattern mm-hmm. on there that kind of breaks up the roof and makes it look a little bit more
like a wood shake.
Like a wood shake or a 3D looking roof on that.
Nice.
And inside those architectural shingles, you have builder's grade, you have remodel grade, you have consumer grade, you have premium grade. Like there's a far difference in price based on what you're getting. There's class 4 impact rated shingles. There's class 3 impact rated shingles. And so that's what we take the time to sit down and talk to the customers about, like, what's the best need that you have for your house and the mm-hmm. situation that you're in. So we recommend the Certainty Landmark Pro shingles. It's a great consumer grade. One of the thickest and heaviest weighted shingles on the market. And they're also one of the only manufacturers that don't void your warranty in the event of a named storm.
Which is important because in the state of Florida, look, every single shingle that's manufactured for use in Florida has what's called a Florida product approval, meaning they're approved to be put on a roof in Florida, but there is a difference in the quality.
Mm-hmm.
And to James's point there about the one we choose to use, the reason we do is because of the Act of God clause, that there's not going to be a voiding of your manufacturer's warranty in those cases. And we've seen CertainTeed stand behind it. At the end of the day, a warranty is only as good as the person who offers it and what they do when a warranty situation happens.
Right.
And thankfully, we don't have many opportunities for that. We've only seen that where we had to exercise that in two cases, and both times the company stood behind it. And I think at the end of the day, that's what consumers want to be able to trust, mm-hmm. right? Is that if I have a problem, are you going to handle it? And so, yes, that's a big part of why we say quality is in everything we do. It's also in the manufacturers and vendors that we choose to partner with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up the question of accountability. Once the roof's been installed and then you go forward a few months, maybe a year or two, a big storm hits, where does your responsibility end and begin in that situation?
Yeah,
having put that roof on.
Sure, that's a great question. You know, with named storms and things like that, of course, workmanship can come into play. Anytime that workmanship is compromised, we stand behind that. With a named storm and with hurricanes and wind-driven debris that's going to hit a roof and stuff, like, obviously we can't do anything about warranting that.
Right.
And that's where the manufacturer comes into play, and they say, okay, well, we stand behind this installer, which is what CertainTeed does for us as a master shingle applicator. And if we install a CertainTeed roof, they're going to stand behind the warranty. If a certain percentage of that were to blow off in, say, 120-mile-an-hour wind, well, they cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when using the proper installation methods and the right shingles, which is what we do, most cases that's not going to happen. So that's why they warranty it.
If you just joined us, talking with James and Ryan with Quality Roofing Solutions, 850-437-1620, still time to get your questions in. So now, guys, you've got us, okay, I want to get a roof. How long should I expect it to last? Because I'm going to want it to last as long as possible, but we talked a little bit about this in the last show. There's this thing called insurance now that they seem to have an opinion about roofs as well. How is that affecting business? And can you kind of clear the air a little bit? Because it's pretty confusing.
Yeah. I'll take this one, James. But, you know,
the CEO is going to take this one, y'all.
Well, I think the thing for us, look, shingles can last beyond 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
No question. The issue at hand in the state of Florida is that insurance companies are sending people letters, and they're using language that provokes them to get their roof replaced
right.
in order to maintain
it's
their
intimidating.
Coverage. It's very intimidating. But the fact is, a roof installed in the state of Florida, especially with the current code, it's literally going to last more than 15, 20 years. But we can't control what your insurance company tells you to do, and we actually offer inspections where we can age your roof. It's a certified inspection with Brian Ward who looks that over, signs off on it, and you can turn that into your insurance company, and they'll actually, we can say, hey, your roof has 3, 4, 5, however many years of roof life left.
Wow, that's great.
Yes,
that
and
assessment.
We document that with photos and do a full roof inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the insurance companies, I mean, they have the control when it comes to telling you whether or not you're going to be able to maintain your homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
I actually have a customer right now. I met with him on Monday or Tuesday, and he got a letter from his insurance company whose roof is 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up, and I'm looking at the roof. I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird. So I was like, what do you have going on? He said, well, the insurance company says I got to replace the roof, 7 years old. He's like,
wow.
I thought I would be able to last longer than from 2019.
Right.
And I looked, and I was like, man, look, I'd love to sell you a roof, but I'm going to get up there and do a thorough inspection, but I don't think you need a roof. And so we're doing a roof inspection certification for him. I truly believe he has 5 to 7 years left on his roof. So he's going to be able to take that to his insurance company. If they don't accept it or if they push back, I've also put him in touch with an insurance broker to help him get better pricing through other companies.
Wow, that's huge, James. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking, saving $20,000.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Pushing that project down the road a little bit further to be able to you know, plan for that project
a little bit. So if one of our listeners got a letter, who should they contact with you on?
They should contact James Derrick. 850-903-3311.
Yeah, don't wait on that. Go ahead and have him come out. Think of the peace of mind that would come.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you got the letter, let us come out and do an inspection at first, and let us determine what the age of the roof is. We're going to be honest about that. We're not, like James just mentioned, we'd love to sell you a roof, but in fact, we'd rather you have to buy it when you need it, not when, we're out there trying to sell you something that your insurance tells you you need.
Okay. Yeah. Totally different subject. Do you work on gutters? Mine are full of leaves and pollen.
Absolutely, we do gutters.
We do.
And what does that mean, we do gutters?
Well, if you got leaves and pollen in your gutters, the real thing that you need is not a new gutter system, likely. What you need is gutter guards or leaf protection.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely install that regularly.
Are those expensive?
I guess expensive's relative, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
No, if
when compared to a roof.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
When compared to a roof, yes.
I mean, what is the danger? I mean, if I think, well, it'll eventually clear out eventually.
Well, the problem is that when your gutters fill up and the water, ultimately when it rains, fills up in there, that water is going to get behind your gutter and rot out your fascia or the roof edge.
Ooh, okay.
You also have the risk of, if there's a lot of leaves in there and lots of water gets piled in there, the weight of them can oftentimes rip your gutters down.
Mm-hmm.
And then furthermore, the whole purpose of gutters really is to divert water away from the foundation of the home, okay? And so if your gutters are full, and it's running over that when it rains really hard, your gutters aren't performing the way they're supposed to.
Right.
And so a simple product like a leaf guard will help prevent the debris from getting in there and help the gutters to work properly, diverting the water away from your home.
Okay, got another question coming in, and we've got just a few minutes left. Talk about metal roofs and fortified roofs.
Metal roofs and fortified roofs, both fun subjects. So,
okay.
just like there's 3-tab and there's architectural, there's different qualities of architectural shingles. Mm-hmm. There's also different qualities of metal roofs.
Okay.
So you kind of start at the most budget friendly, which is what we would call a tough rib or an exposed fastener metal roof.
Okay.
That's kind of like a lot of people call it the old barn, the country barn look, right? Mm-hmm. Where you can look back at the roof, and actually I'll even give you a better example. The office where we're at today has an exposed metal fastener roof on it.
Yes, we do.
And so that's when you can look up at the roof, you can see the screws. Then the next step above that, I would say, would be a standing seam.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically where the panels lock together. You fasten the panel to the roof, and then the next panel locks over top of that, concealing all of the fasteners. So it holds up a lot better as far as like longevity time frame.
Mm-hmm.
There is a roof I looked at downtown Pensacola. It's an Edward Jones building. Roof's 30 years old.
Wow.
Looks like it's brand new.
Really?
It's a fantastic roof.
And there's no maintenance to a standing seam roof.
That's right. The only thing that they have to do with that building is keep the crepe myrtle off of it. that's the only maintenance that they have with that. And then the last one is kind of like the premium option, is called stone-coated steel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a class 4 impact-rated roof system. It's got a granulated finish. It's got a smooth finish. You have wood shake, clay tile, Spanish tile look, shingle look. There's multitude of different options for that. But that is kind of like the 3 different types of metal roofs. And then real quick on the fortified, that is an additional certification that actually is required in the state of Alabama for your insurance.
Interesting.
Necessarily heavily required in the state of Florida right now, but it's basically a verification of our install processes.
Mm-hmm.
So we install up to the fortification requirements, but we don't always get that certification because, again, it's not required, and it does have an additional cost to it.
Okay.
On that. But we can get that certification for anybody that needs it. There is one insurance company in the state of Florida that's requiring it right now. I don't remember exactly which one, but there is one that started requiring it.
Okay, wow. A lot of great questions that came in this morning on the Pep Talk line. We've been talking with James Dare, who's a roofing consultant, and also with Ryan McPherson. He's the COO with Quality Roofing Solutions. Why don't you guys give us how they can reach you if you have questions? Maybe you'd like to have them come out and take a look at your roof. How do they reach you?
Yeah, I'm a roofing consultant, James Dare. You can call me 850-903-3311. And we have
the office line.
Yeah, that's right.
Give it to them.
850-777-0961.
Okay. And what's your website?
QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
QualityRoofingSolutions.com. Check it out. You can find out more if you give them a call. Thanks, guys, for being here on Pep Talk. Hope you have a great day.